If this sounds eerily familiar, it's because just 10 months ago, as Martin was saying, another flight in the same area of the world, MH370, went missing. So we decided to look at these two flights, these two airlines, and see where the similarities and comparisons ended. Let's bring up a map and start. Now, MH370 departed from Kuala Lumpur on its way to Beijing in early March. And you see that just towards the upper part of your screen there. Air Asia flight departing from Surabaya, Indonesia to Singapore, right there at the bottom of your screen. Now, both disappeared from radars and made no further communication after that moment. These two airplanes are slightly different, with MH370 having more room for passengers, 239 passengers versus 162 passengers and crew on Air Asia. Also, both of these flights, you bring up that map one more time, lost contact relatively soon after departing. MH370 lost contact about 1:19, QZ8501 losing contact about 6:17 this morning. And that is pretty much where the similarities and comparisons end there. You may be wondering about that flight, MH370. Where is it? Has anyone spotted any of the debris, any wreckage? Well, we know in August that the Australian government reached out to a Dutch company to help with the next phase of the search, the so-called undersea search. And we know that the Malaysian government is also playing a big role in this, both earmarking a lot of money, Martin, $60 million from each government to go forward with this search. Now, they had an optimistic estimation that they would continue, or finish, I should say, their scouring of this priority zone in the Indian Ocean by May of next year, 2015, but that was only if they didn't have any technical problems or hiccups with the equipment that they were using. That turned out not to be the case. They are having some problems, so that has made delays, that has pushed back the search. Now another plane in the same part of the world, Martin, missing.